Would you like to live your best life possible, regardless of your imperfections? Discover cutting-edge tools and inspiration to let go of your limitations and expand your life beyond what you've ever imagined. On Imperfect Brilliance, we help you tap into your unique gifts and talents, uncovering and letting your brilliance shine. Join certified facilitator and coach Betsy McLaughlin as she delves into different areas of your life to get unstuck and create the life that is truly possible for you. Betsy has changed her life by utilizing the tools and techniques she is sharing with you. What if your willingness to acknowledge your brilliance is the catalyst to creating a new reality? When you stop judging you, what else can you create in your life and in the world? Join Betsy live every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Eastern to create magical and joyous possibilities for an hour of laughs, questions, tips, and more. We are excited to contribute and play with you.
Hello, 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 my friends, and welcome to Imperfect Brilliance. I am your host, Betsy McLaughlin, and as always, I'm super grateful that you guys are here listening and playing with us, and I'm super excited for my guest today. I absolutely adore this lady, and first I will introduce her. Her name is Catherine McIntosh, and she is a phenomenal lady. She is an international facilitator. She's an author, a speaker. She's an entrepreneur with a background in somatic psychology, energy medicine, movement therapy, shamanism, all kinds of fun things. And she's also trained as an Access Consciousness Certified Facilitator, a Being You Certified Facilitator, which is how I met Catherine. She's a very active lady. She's a dancer, mountain biker, an adventure seeker. She's a mom of an adorable son, a sun sign hunter, a world traveler, a born rebel, and a founder of No Judgment Diet. Catherine believes that self-awareness is one of the most undervalued commodities that will truly, truly change the world. So first of all, welcome, welcome, Catherine. Thank you so much for taking time to join us today. Super grateful.
Yeah, I'm so excited to be here. Thanks for having me.
You're so welcome. And Catherine, I've known you for several years now, and she's a phenomenal facilitator, and she's facilitated me several times to just choosing more of myself and transforming my life. And so when I was like, oh, I invited her to come play with us today. And our subject for today, which of course we could talk about anything, but for today, it's about business, bodies, and abundance, and the beauty secret that will transform your life. So I was so excited when she suggested that. I was like, yes, let's do it. And so a little bit of an explanation about what we're going to be talking about, and then who knows where we'll dive in and jump off and swim all around. But and it's, you know, there are times when you put on an outfit and you feel really good. Everything is like flowing with ease and people are noticing you feel good and you're complimenting you. And it's when you make that conscious effort to energize you and your body while simultaneously eliminating judgment from your universe. You begin to have access to a higher level of awareness that can impact every area of your life. So that's what we're going to be talking about today, upgrading business, beauty, body, and abundance. So, Catherine, where do you want to start with this juicy, juicy topic?
Oh my goodness. Well, you know, it's kind of fun. I mean, we could literally start anywhere, but the thing that like stood out the most when you were talking, it's like, how many of us go to our closet and we go, oh, what should I wear today? Oh my God, I don't know what to wear today. Or, oh man, I feel really puffy. I had too much salt yesterday. Or man, I didn't work out yesterday. Or wow, I haven't worked out for a month or like whatever it is. And we go to our closet and we go, oh, right? And like, even that energy, what does that create? Right? It's like, it's already, it already sets us up for this idea that we need to scramble to fix something. Right? Versus like, all right, body, we've had an off month. We've had a stressful month. We've been traveling the world. We haven't had our normal routine. Like, yay, we ate too much salt yesterday, right? Oh, well. And if we were to wake up in the morning and like, look at, wow, what do I want to create today? Body, who are we going to meet today? And we go into our closet with that energy. Do you think you'd put on a different outfit than if you go to your closet like, oh, right? Like, so when we're talking about like the beauty secret, it really is this, I mean, obviously no judgment and not judging, but it's like the curiosity. Curiosity is one of the most inviting energies on the planet, right? Mm-hmm. Curiosity and gratitude, woo, look out world. And so it's like, you know, when we don't come to a conclusion about what we think, we have space to discover what we know, but we may not acknowledge that we know it, if that makes any sense.
Give us a little bit more information on that, please.
Yeah. So like, how much do you know about the universe?
That's a great question to ask, right? And when you asked that, it kind of, my universe kind of just went like exploded open. Yeah.
Right. Which is probably a lot more than you're willing to acknowledge in the moment.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you were just hanging out with your computer, creating a class or getting ready for work or whatever it is, you wouldn't be like, oh, Betsy, I wonder what I know about the universe. You know? Like, but if we were to start to wake up and really, truly be curious with gratitude about what we actually know that we haven't been willing to acknowledge or admit we know, it's like we open the door to all of this information that maybe we've been asking for, but we haven't been willing to be open for it.
So we might be asking for it, but we haven't been willing to be open for it. And in along those lines, it's great. It's even like, or even knowing that that is a possibility.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Like, and I obviously get so, like, I could probably speak a million miles an hour because I get so excited about these conversations, and I adore you, you know, and so it's like this willingness to really go, huh, if I was willing, like I personally have discovered about myself that the biggest turnoff for me about me is to conclude that I know. And what do I mean by that? Not I know as in like, how big is my universal knowing, but I know as in like, I know how to do that. I know what you're talking about. I know what that means. I know how to build my business, right? Like that level of I know is what cuts me personally. And I think it cuts almost all of us off when we're being that energy off from the world that we're actually asking for, the planet that we actually want to create.
Well, you know, and when you're being that, like if you say, well, I already know how to do that, you're not being the energy that you were just talking about of curiosity and gratitude. And so if you are that energy of curiosity, like, oh, well, I wonder what it is I could still learn, or I wonder what I don't know, or I wonder what I know that I don't even know that I know.
You know? Yeah. And, you know, like that's how businesses get created. That's how, you know, ideas go from an idea to changing the world.
Mm. Wow. So true.
Right. And so it's true. Also like, do you actually want to be in relationship with someone's like, I know that. No, the invitation is when someone goes, like you just asked me a minute ago, well, tell us more about that. Tell me more about that. What do you mean by that? Ooh, what's that going to create? Like being curious engages a possibility. And it engages mm-hmm. a possibility that wasn't there before.
Yes. Wow. So true. So true. And you look at any inventor, right? Who anything that's been created, if they had the point of view that they already knew, then they wouldn't be experimenting and trying anything different. And so I wonder what our world would be like if we didn't have the seekers and the curiosity people and like, let's see what this brings up. And I wonder what this and, you know, and we all do it every day. Like I do it all the time when I'm cooking or baking. I'm like, oh, I wonder what if I put this and this. I've never done this together, but I wonder what it would be like, you know, and you try it and you taste it and it may be delicious. It may be like, oh, let's not do that one again, you know. But that curiosity of what else truly is possible here, which is one of our favorite questions from the tools that we play with all the time with Access Consciousness is, you know, what else truly, truly is possible? And I love what you said. Being curious engages a possibility. I love that.
Well, and like, imagine, I love the energy of you talking about cooking, like when you're cooking and you're experimenting, imagine if you did that with your body. Imagine if you did that with your closet in the morning. Like, ooh, what can I experiment with today that's in my closet? You know, I talk about this experience I had one time. I was shopping and I was in a really big hurry and I needed a, like, I was like, body, I just want a fabulous dress, right? And I was in a huge hurry, so I didn't really feel like taking 25 different dresses, which is what I normally would do, into the changing room and like swear and sweat and like crinkle and like be like, ah, oh, what? I just wasted an hour of my time and maybe I take away one dress. So I was like, all right, let me experiment. So I'm in the store and I'm like, let me go to the clearance rack. Because I want to see how much fun I can have playing with what my body actually will choose, right? And I literally had like 10 minutes. I mean, I was like, okay, go in. Let's see what I can create. Okay. And I, like, my body went that one. And it literally, it found it. And I picked it up and I looked at it and it was a size 10. And at the time I was, I don't know, 4'6". I mean, and this is the thing is I no longer go by sizes on a tag because we all know that dressmakers right. and shoemakers and, you know, they all create their own sizes to make people feel better sometimes, right? So
yeah.
So I see a size 10 and I'm like, huh, this is awesome dress, but I can't, it's going to fall off. It's not going to fit. I can't wait, like all these conclusions. And I went, wait, body, are you trying to show me an energy? Are you trying to give me something? And it was like, yes. So I was like, all right, I'll buy it. I didn't even take it to the changing room. That's how little time I had. I bought it, but when I was like holding it in my arms, it was like there was an energy to it. And I, like, my body got excited. So I took it home. I tried it on, and it was like, whoosh, right? And I felt like a little kid who twirls, and when she twirls side to side, the fabric just like swishes every like ounce of my body, but like in this really fun way that's like, oh my gosh, I felt like a little kid. And I still own the dress. I bought it four years ago, and every time I wear it, I feel like a little kid, and it's so fun.
Oh, I love that story.
had I bought the lie that I don't wear a size 10, I would have never had that experience.
It's such a joyful story that you're telling us, and it totally gives a great example of not being a conclusion and being curious and being willing to listen to what your body's telling you.
Yeah. Yeah, and I mean, you know, honestly, those are like, that's the gift of the tools of access, is to be in question and to constantly be curious, not what people tell us is true or what we've bought from the past is true, but like, what's actually true today that gives me more energy?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And what's like, true today might not be true tomorrow.
Exactly.
Oh, so what other things can people with curiosity with your body, what other questions can you ask?
Yeah, well, I mean, people are always asking me, like, Catherine, how do I ask my body about food? How do I ask my, and one of the things I look at is, like, if you are on a date with someone, Betsy, and they're like, what do you like? What do you want? Where do you want to go? You're like, anywhere?
Yeah.
Somewhere fun?
I don't care.
Like,
yeah.
Can we have an experience? Right. You pick. But if the person that you're on a date with is like, wow, and they like get like really curious about you and ask specific questions, you get excited. So when we say, body, what do you want to eat? Your body's like, oh my God, there's like 1,005,000 choices. Seriously? Can't you come up with a more engaging question? But if you go, body, what foods would make you feel sexy today? Body, what foods would turn your metabolism on higher? Body, what can we eat that would give us the energy of money?
I love it. Well, these are some great questions as we go to our first break for you guys to ponder, and stay with us with our guest, Catherine McIntosh, and we'll be back in just a couple of minutes for more fun.
Free your mind with Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at omtimes.com. Om Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of Om Times Magazine's flagship radio show, What Is Going On? My passion is sifting through information, research, and innovations from New Thought teachers, speakers, and researchers pushing back the boundaries of what we know about life, energy, metaphysics, and the universe. I love shifting perceptions about who we are, why we're here, and how quickly impossible becomes normal when we open our minds, expand our awareness, and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. So if you're the kind of forward-thinking, eager investigator of what lies beyond the current reality that most perceive, why not make a date to come play with me in the field of possibilities at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday, and together we can discover what's really going on.
Hi, this is New Age Grammy winner Paul Avgerinos. Thanks for listening to Om Times Radio, and please support my peaceful healing music with a purchase at iTunes, Amazon, or wherever you shop for fine music. Just put my name into the search engine, Paul Avgerinos, A, V like Victor, G like George, E-R-I-N-O-S. You can also visit me at roundskymusic.com. Thanks for listening, and I'm wishing you the brightest of blessings.
Dad, this is fun. I didn't think I'd like kayaking.
Well, I'm glad you enjoyed it, but I think it's time to head back in.
Okay. Can we come back?
Sure. Hey, be careful getting out of the boat.
It's a kayak, Dad.
I'm going to return the kayak.
Can we walk home?
How about a taxi?
It's a short fare from your neighborhood to your naturehood. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a neighborhood park or green space near you. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Forest Service.
Hi, gang, and welcome back to Imperfect Brilliance, where we are having a wonderful conversation today with Catherine McIntosh, and we are talking about business, bodies, and abundance, and the beauty secret that will transform your life. And it's already been so much fun, and I would like to take a couple of minutes for people to find you, Catherine, if they have more questions, or and to tell them a little bit about the No Judgment Diet and how they can find out more about you.
Yeah, well, probably the best way is just to go on Facebook and Google search No Judgment Diet. You know, I just had a bunch of people this last week say, you know, you misspelled judgment. And I was like, no, judgment is spelled two ways. So No Judgment Diet, it's really easy. There's no E in the judge, right? It's without the E, but Facebook is probably the best way to find me. You know, you can go nojudgmentdiet.com, but I would say that's the best way. And we actually, tomorrow, I'm doing something crazy, which I know we didn't even talk about, but I'm doing 3 days of free live training on my No Judgment Diet Facebook page starting tomorrow. And, you know,
fun.
Sort of similar to what we're talking about, but more, it's like, How do we create, you know, how do we take our ideas from idea into action, right? And from action into a movement that people want to sort of contribute to and follow and how they can use it in their life. So I'm super excited. So I would just say go to the No Judgment Diet Facebook page and check it out.
Awesome. And Catherine spells her name KatherineMcintosh if you're looking for her that way, and the No Judgment Diet. So it's a lot of fun. Lots of wonderful people have been involved in that program, and can't highly recommend it enough. So right before the break, you said one question just as the music was starting. So we were talking about engaging questions. What questions could you ask your body instead of, you know, well, what do you want to eat, body? Right? Which is like, I don't know. So having more engaging questions for your body. I love the one you said, what food would turn your metabolism higher? Body, what would make us more money? And that was the question you asked just as we were going to break. So I would love to have some more conversation about making more money and abundance. And where are we going to go next?
Yeah. So and it's really like because if you think about it, if you are willing to have no point of view, it's like, and you ask your body, like, hey, body, what foods would make you more money? You're like, what? Food make me money? Huh? Right? But like when you eat foods that turn your body on, you become a magnet for other people to contribute to you. Right? So I've had the experience of like, all right, body, we're going on live TV or we're going on an interview or going on Facebook or we're going to, you know, a class or we're, you know, getting on an airplane. I mean, I can't tell you how many people that fly and they don't bother dressing up. And I'm like, why wouldn't you? Right? I remember it was probably 4 years ago or 3 years ago, I was coming home from South Africa. You know, Gary and Dana done the 7-day, which is these amazing, incredible, insane classes. And Gary looked at me as I was leaving, and he looked at me, he's like, you know, Catherine, you should probably dress better when you fly. And I mean, yeah. I don't think he said it that way. He said it in a much more elegant way, but that was the last time that I ever wore like what I would consider comfy clothes when I'm going on a long trip. Now I just am like, body, what outfit is going to create the most for this journey? So whether it's a 2-hour flight or, you know, a 15-hour flight, I've learned to ask my body, and it's amazing when I listen what actually gets created. So, we forget that we can ask our body, like, hey, body, would you make us money today? Right? Would you bring us some gifts? Would you bring us some money? I mean, Gary, the founder of Access Consciousness, he wrote this amazing, incredible book called Advanced How to Become Money. And in there, it says the purpose of money is to facilitate your body. And I remember when I read that, I was like, wait, what? Wait, what? And it's like, wow, money is not for our beings. Money is for our bodies. If we're willing to invite our body to find money for us every day, we'd be able to be like the curious cat, right? That's like, ooh, how can we make money today? Or how can we create abundance? Or what clothes would give us the sense of wealth? It's not how much money you spend on something. It's how you wear it and how your body sort of connects with the energy of the clothing or the fabric or whatever it is.
That's so true, because it can be, you know, something that somebody gifted you or you didn't spend a penny on it. It could be something you found in the sale rack. It could be something, you know, who knows? So it's, you know, it's like you said, it's how your body responds to whatever it is that you're putting on he or she. And if you've never really played with this, it's so much fun to experiment with. Because before learning about these questions and these tools and curiosity, I didn't ask my body what my body would enjoy wearing. I'd be just go to the closet and find something and put it on. You know, so having a conversation and engaging your body in every choice that you make is, for a lot of people, something that they've never done before.
Exactly. I mean, one of my favorite dresses was a $20 dress. I'm almost embarrassed to say it, but it was a $20 dress that I bought. Oh God, I think I was like 29, somewhere in there, right? And I'm nowhere near that anymore. And, you know, I'm moving, and I was in the middle of a move. So I just like literally spent the last 2 months cleaning out my closets. And that was one of the dresses. And I was so reluctant, but it was time. Like, it had a rip, not a rip, but it was like just the fabric wasn't as, you know, put together as it used to be. But every time I wore that dress, everybody would compliment me. And I was like, oh my God, if they only knew I only spent $20 on this thing and probably had worn it like 50 times. So it's never about what you're spending, and it really is about I encourage people, like, go to discount stores or go to, like, you know, places like a thrift store and ask your body to show you the energy of wealth.
Definitely. And that can be, you know, and it's also fun to go into a store that you might never even have considered going into before, whether it's a jewelry store or, if you've decided that there's a certain store that you could never afford, you know, so you don't even allow yourself to go in there. What if you did allow yourself to go in there with total the curiosity of what it would be like just to walk around with no point of view about the price tag and let your body show you what it might enjoy wearing. And it's really, really fun to play with that.
Yeah. Yeah, it's, I mean, I was just with my son up in Aspen last weekend, and he was obsessed with these, like, I don't even know, there was that, like, these art pieces, and these art pieces, when light would shine on them, would, like, dance all these sparkles, and all, it was, they were magical, right? And, like, in my head, mm-hmm. I'm thinking, oh, those are, they're in Aspen, it's in a famous art gallery, like, those have to be at least $10,000, right? And so Duke goes in, and we're like, we're in there for at least a half an hour, and he's got the art gallery director, like, literally explaining every piece of artwork in there. And I'm like, holy crap, this kid, right? I mean, without a point of view, he's like, how much is that one, right? And she's like, $1,800. And he's like, he looks at me with, like, these big wide eyes, and he's like, $1,800. Mom, is that a lot of money? And I was like, no, not really. And so I said to him, so about a month prior, he accidentally, and I'm going to say this as a joke, he accidentally spilled an entire glass of water on my computer and fried the entire thing, right? And The computer definitely had seen better days and totally needed to be replaced. And so when it died, I was like, oh, buddy, like, oh. And he's like, Mom, I think that the computer is telling you that it's time. You kind of need a new one. And I'm like, oh, my God. So when the art gallery director said it's $1,800 and he's like looking at me for a frame of reference, I said to him, I said, It's exactly the same amount of money we just spent on mommy's new computer. He's like, oh, okay, that's reasonable. Right? And so when you're talking about us bodies not going into stores because we've already mm-hmm. concluded that it's too expensive or we can't afford it, it's like that's where we cut off the energies our bodies are craving.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And the minute you give your body the felt experience of that energy, it gets so happy and it will go create the money for you.
Mm-hmm. It's so true.
And
so true.
When you have things without lack, that's like the energy of beauty.
Yes. Yes. What a beautiful conversation. I recently had to purchase a new car, and I had decided that I was going to get this one car because, you know, it kind of fit the parameters and everything, but it wasn't ready yet. It still had to be cleaned out, and it hadn't gone through inspection and blah, blah, blah. So when we went in the next day, I had seen this one car next to it while we were filling out the paperwork, and this one car kept pulling at me. And I went and sat in it, and my whole body got excited. And I was like, and I saw the price tag, and I just went through like, oh, no, I can't afford it. It's too much money, blah, blah, blah. And then that night, I realized that I hadn't used my tools. I hadn't asked my questions, and I had just concluded and decided. So I asked my body, and she was really like, pinging at me like this car, I don't want the other car. And it was like, oh, really? Okay. Because the other car was, you know, the practical, reasonably priced car, blah, 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 right? All the things that I was telling myself. So I asked the question as a body, if I buy this car, will it make me money? And my whole body got, like you were talking about, got excited, and it's like, oh, okay, all right. So we called the dealer, said, stop the paperwork on the other car. I want to take this one on a test drive because I hadn't even driven it. We took it on a test drive. It was smooth as butter. Everything was exciting. Every question I asked, you know, when I involved my body, included my body in the decision, and every question was just more expansive and more happy and more joyful. And it was a yes and a yes and a yes and a yes. So we purchased this car, and it has been just such a gift in my life. So it's a great example of, you know, staying out of conclusion and asking questions, and which is truly really just joyful and expansive. Like, where else in our lives do we cut things off, like we've been talking about today in this conversation today, versus the curiosity and the questions?
Yeah. I mean, it's amazing what happens when we just go, oh, let me be curious. You know? And when you're curious, that's not just sexy to other people, it's sexy to the universe.
Say more.
So, the universe doesn't like a know-it-all.
That's true. Nobody does, right?
I mean, we all know this, and like compliments of Dr. Dane here for the phrase of it never shows up the way you think it's going to, right? So when we put a request out to the universe, we want more energy, we want more abundance, we want more wealth, we want to like have a sexier body, or we want like to lose weight, you know, I always say to people, don't ask to lose weight, always ask like what shape would be the sexiest to you and your body. And so when we have these asks of the universe, we then, without even thinking about it, we put into like this chronological order in some way, known or unknown, like, well, we want it to show up this way, and we want it to happen in this order and in this chain of events, and this is how it needs to show up. And it's like, when you're curious and you have no point of view, the universe goes, ooh, that's sexy. Let me surprise them with something even greater than what they're asking for.
Oh, great. I love it. Thank you so much, Catherine. And I can't believe it's already time for our last break here. We'll be back just in a little bit. Thank you for listening to Imperfect Brilliant.
Connecting you with the best of the conscious minds in the world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose: to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free, ascendinghearts.com.
Hello, I'm Lisa Berry. Join me every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for Light on Living, a chance to see new, hear different, and feel more as I shine the spotlight on all the ways to lighten the load of life's challenges. Light on Living is your link to that new way you're looking for, that new understanding that will enhance your life, and that positive connection that will support your growth. So join me, and you'll gain insight and start to see things in a new way that motivates you.
Hi, this is recording artist and composer Yuval Ron, inviting you to a voyage through the chakras, a new double album of guided meditations to transform your life, a sublime musical medicine for nourishing inner peace and reaching to your higher virtues. Get it now at metamindfulnessmusic.com. M-E-T-T-A, mindfulnessmusic.com.
I adopted Bento in 2010 from a shelter. This cat makes me make art. He's always motivating me to draw pictures of him. He just is motivating artistically. He's my best friend, but a lot of people know him as Keyboard Cat.
Keyboard Cat, YouTube star and shelter pet. Amazing adoption stories start in shelters. Start yours today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back, everyone, to Imperfect Brilliance. This is Betsy McLaughlin having a wonderful, wonderful conversation today with Catherine McIntosh. And we are talking about bodies, business, and abundance. We haven't really talked too much about the business part of it, but every week, you know, bodies and money and abundance, of course, are all interwoven into our conversation today. So, Catherine, gosh, I wonder too, like, what can you contribute to our listeners about bodies and business? And what questions can people start asking their bodies?
Yes, one of my favorite topics. So, you know, I've interviewed and talked to and, you know, had the amazing pleasure of being in the company of some really, really brilliant business minds. And, you know, whenever I ask them the question of like, how did you create that? How'd you come up with that? The majority of them share a story about like a goosebump moment or an aha or a gut intuition. You know, just actually last weekend had the pleasure of listening to this woman talk about her. She's got a multi-million-dollar soap company, right? And
wow.
She was in a really, really hard place in her life. And she basically, you know, she was like, all right, universe, God, whatever faith you believe in, her belief system happened to be God. And she's like, I need a $1 billion idea. Right. And she literally like was suffering. She was chronically exhausted, raising three kids on her own. Her husband was always gone. They were living paycheck, like life was hard. And she's like, this has to freaking change. And so she, you know, did what she does for herself, what she could. And she asked for this $1 billion idea. Well, that week at church, she said that the pastor said, I've never done this before. I don't know why, but there's a mother in the audience that needs a message. And the message is your $1 billion idea is coming.
Wow.
Yeah. Right. And she said it was that moment. She said she almost stood up in the middle of church and was like, that's me. Right. So, right. But she didn't. And shortly after, she got this awareness of essential oils and had a combined essential. And so like the reason why I'm saying that is so often our body has this amazing sensory complex, like information, there's sensory, all these neurotransmitters and all these sensory, like neurotransmitters that our body is constantly like searching for what we're asking for. If we're asking for a better life, it goes in search to bring us that information, right? And so often most of us, when we get that idea, we go, but I don't have the resources, but I don't have the time, but I don't have the, so if you, like, I would encourage everybody listening to this show, start to ask, like almost, I don't want to say get knocked over the head, but start to ask to pay more attention to those goosebump moments or those aha gut intuitions. And instead of dismissing them as a crazy idea, start asking, wow, is this the idea that I'm supposed to bring to fruition? And you know, more often than not, the change makers on the planet, the things that we covet as the inventions and the innovators, they all started because of a crazy idea. Not because of a logistical, like, oh, I have the answer. Here is my business plan. And this is the order that I'm going to create it in. I mean, talk to any business owner that's been successful for longer than 5 years. And you will find that almost every single one of them, like, looked like a crazy person putting together the idea mm-hmm. that came through them that they couldn't let go of.
Mm-hmm.
So yes. the body has all of the resources it needs. Now, it may not have it in its possession, but it knows how to get them. So if you have a business idea and you're like, oh, but I don't have the money. Oh, but I don't have the time. Oh, but it's going to take too long to write this book. It's like, wait a second, take a pause. And like the question I asked you earlier, like, Betsy, what do you know about the universe? And it's like, right, this expansive energy. So you go, body, what do you know about this idea? Right? Like, I was recently at a business conference, and I said, body, can you please put me in the right place at the right time? And for 4 days, right place, right time, right place, right time, right place, right time. And what do I mean by that? Every conversation gave me more energy. It wasn't the end result, it was the process. And so when people are building businesses, most business, like entrepreneurs, when they start, they're looking for the end result to prove the success. But we all know that anyone who's like, you know, tried to build a business from scratch, it takes a lot more than just one result. It is a series of processes. So you have to love the process. You have to invite your body to enjoy the tiny little magical moments that get you excited, that give you goosebumps. So for anyone who doesn't have a business and they're like, I want to go on my own, I want to quit my job, I want to find that billion-dollar idea, ask your body, universe, God, whatever whatever you believe in, can you please show me that, you know, million-dollar idea or billion-dollar idea? And I always tell people, and I do this with my own stuff, is I say, make it obvious to me. Like, make it obvious because I'm blonde, I'm busy, I'm a single mom, I got a lot on my plate. And, you know, sometimes I don't always have time to, like, energize and entertain everything that comes across my plate as an invitation. So I always ask my body to make it obvious to me. And, you know, without fail, it does.
Yes, and it's really about, and I love this example that when you walk into a sandwich store, you don't just say, well, give me a sandwich. You are specific with, you know, like, I don't like lettuce and tomato on my sandwich. And it's like, no lettuce, tomato, have mayonnaise, mustard, whatever it is, you know, ham, cheese, no cheese. You go in and you're placing your order. So with the universe, I love that, you know, make it obvious. Make it obvious,
yeah.
Universe.
I love that sandwich example. Well, and it's also, yeah, go for it. Sorry.
No, that's fine. It was just, the only other thing I was going to say was, and follow the whispers. So the universe, you know, sometimes you get whispers or you get things that don't make sense. And you're like, why am I turning right here when the way to go home is turning left, but everything's telling you to turn right? Or why am I stopping here at the park when I have a million things to do? But when you follow those awarenesses that you get, or those like little niggles, I like to call them sometimes, there could be somebody in the park that you would meet, or maybe your body just requires a break. When you follow them and you're willing to have no point of view, but to follow those, you know, tickles or whispers, it's really cool what shows up.
Totally. And it's the whispers that are the million-dollar ideas. It's the whispers that are the, like, life-changing transformational moments. Mm-hmm. And so it's like, you know, we expect awareness to be obvious and dense and like hit me like a ton of bricks, baby, right? But it's actually the whispers that hold, at least this is my point of view, it's the whispers that hold within them like all of the information to transform your entire life.
Oh my God, that is so beautiful and so true. And when you're willing to ask these questions and follow your awareness and follow these things, even like I said before, even if it makes no sense at all, Like, if you're willing to leave your logical, rational mind out of the equation of following the yellow brick road, and what shows up is so far beyond anything that usually your brain can think of. And so if you're willing to get out of your own way of, you know, the logic and the conclusion, and invite magic to show up. And I wonder, you know, again, circling back to what we talked about at the beginning of curiosity and gratitude and wonder and invitation, from that place and that space, what will you invite in to your world?
Boom. Yeah. Show's over.
Exactly. I love it.
Exactly.
I love it. Oh my gosh. And there's just so many examples. It can be little things and big things and everything in between of, I'm sure for everybody listening in their own lives, when they do that, where it could be, you know, a gut feeling or whatever, and you follow it, and then what shows up is just so cool.
Yeah, it truly.
Your example. How old is your son now?
He's 6. I can't believe
6.
It.
And so, from the magic of a 6-year-old going in and dancing with the paintings and in that art gallery with no point of view and no conclusion about money, right? Because he doesn't have that. He doesn't understand yet what $100 is, $1,800, $18,000, $18 million. You know, to him, they're just numbers, right? They have no significance. And he went in and he was enjoying himself and he was totally playing with the energy of it. The staff apparently was just loving him up and having a wonderful time with him. And so how much magic did he create that day? And how much joy did he bring to everybody who came into contact with him?
Yeah, and a megaton. And it's like that that is available to all of us if we're willing mm-hmm. to let go of the story, let go of the lies that we're hoarding in our bodies to prove that we're a victim of our own choices, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, if we just, like, go, you know what? If I didn't have any point of view and I was just curious and excited and grateful and like, oh my gosh, that's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
What would that create?
So true. So true. That's so the space of, so I wonder, you know, for people listening, if they'd be willing to this week, you know, play with that, the space of wonder, the space of curiosity, the space of joy that children have. And I'm sure everybody listening knows a child that, you know, they can reference, and from that, be that energy. So if they find themselves going into, and I'm adding myself to, you know, this home play, you know, you find yourself going to or going into your closet, as Catherine started us off this hour with, going into your closet and having that point of view of, I have nothing to wear and I feel bloated. Or if you go into your closet and be like, oh, I wonder, you know, from the point of view of a 6-year-old or 7-year-old, or, you know, the joy, and not caring if it matches or not, but it feels good on your body. What else could you, from that space of no judgment, of total curiosity, where else could you guys go? What else could you create? And how much more joy would that invite into your world? Yum, yum, yum. Well, Catherine, we only have a couple of minutes left. Are there any final parting words that you would like to share with our listeners?
I think just like, you know, the energy of your being is so beautiful and so magical. And you know, your body knows, you've always known. And, you know, when you get out of judgment, like, you know, tagline, one of the things I say about No Judgment Diet is you'll never hear an elephant complain about the size of its ass. And I don't know if you ever had the experience of seeing an elephant in the wild. They are beautiful, like amazing. So don't underestimate the difference that you are and the beauty that that is, because it will help you grow your business and so much beyond.
Wow. Thank you so much, Catherine. I'm so, so, so grateful for your time today. And thank you, everyone, for listening.
Thank you,
Betsy. Thanks, Catherine. NoJudgmentDiet.com. Find her on Facebook, and I'm at imperfectbrilliance.com. Have a great week, everybody, and so grateful that you listened to us. Take care.